Section B，
强化提升。
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1. The lecture this morning was so boring.
I'll say, I had one eye on the clock the whole time.
Text 2. The piano sounds terrible.
I wish I could ask for my money back.This performance is really a bad one.
Text 3.
I like to raise pigeons in my free time.
Raise pigeons? Really? That's your hobby? That's kind of for old people, isn't it? My grandpa raises pigeons.
I find it to be very peaceful.
Text 4. Hi, Mark. How is everything?
I'm a bit busy right now. We've got guests coming for the weekend, and the house is so untidy. Maggie, you know, I hate housework.
Text 5.
I'm quite disappointed with you, Julia. All the students turned in their papers yesterday, except you.
I'm quite sorry, Professor Wong. I promise I'll bring it tomorrow.
Section 2. 有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话或独白读两遍。请第六段材料回答第六七题。
Jimmy, I hear you've just broken up with Helen.
What? Who told you that?
Mike. He saw your girlfriend with some other guy in a restaurant last week, and they were very intimate, so...
So you thought I was dumped. That's ridiculous.
Who's that guy then?
Her cousin. You are always gossiping behind others.Do remember not to jump to conclusions next time.
Jimmy, I hear you've just broken up with Helen.
What? Who told you that?
Mike. He saw your girlfriend with some other guy in a restaurant last week, and they were very intimate, so...
So you thought I was dumped. That's ridiculous.
Who's that guy then?
Her cousin. You are always gossiping behind others. Do remember not to jump to conclusions next time.
Listen to the 7th material. Answer the 8-9 questions.
Did you get your report card yet?
Yeah, my grades are so bad.
Oh, I thought you tried your best.
Not good enough. My parents were disappointed.
Why?
My history teacher gave me a C, It's all her fault.
I can't believe you just said that. I don't suppose she's the one to blame. Did you get your report card yet?
Yeah, my grades are so bad.
Oh, I thought you tried your best.
Not good enough. My parents were disappointed.
Why?
My history teacher gave me a C. It's all her fault.
I can't believe you just said that. I don't suppose she's the one to blame.
Well, Christmas is almost here, so what do you want for Christmas, Emily?
If I can't have a Barbie doll, it doesn't matter what I get.
I hope you get what you want. I'm excited that Santa is coming. And do you know how Santa will get inside the house?
By going down the chimney.
And should we prepare anything for Santa?
Yeah.
What are we going to prepare for him?
We could prepare some cookies and some chocolates for him.
Ah, that's good. And, what time do you think we should go to bed?
At 7.
At 7 o'clock. Well, that's exciting. I'm really happy that Christmas is coming.
Me too.
Well, Christmas is almost here, so what do you want for Christmas, Emily?
If I can't have a Barbie doll, it doesn't matter what I get.
I hope you get what you want. I'm excited that Santa is coming. And do you know how Santa will get inside the house?
By going down the chimney.
And should we prepare anything for Santa?
Yeah.
What are we going to prepare for him?
We could prepare some cookies and some chocolates for him.
Ah, that's good. And, what time do you think we should go to bed?
At 7.
At 7 o'clock. Well, that's exciting. I'm really happy that Christmas is coming.
Me too. Are you okay?
I think so. I'm just a little frightened.
I should think so. That looked like a pretty bad accident.
It was. I guess I'm lucky.
You bet you are. What happened?
Well, I was just driving around that corner back there, and I lost control of the car. I must have hit an icy path.
I can't believe you survived.
What happened to the driver of the other car?
I'm not sure.
I saw him being carried away in an ambulance. He didn't look good.
I don't think he was so lucky as you were.
How horrible. I can't believe this is happening.
Calm down. You're okay. We don't know about the other man. He might be just fine.
I should call my family.
Take it easy. Don't try and do anything too fast. You've just been through a bad time. Are you okay?
I think so. I'm just a little frightened.
I should think so. That looked like a pretty bad accident.
It was. I guess I'm lucky.
You bet you are. What happened?
Well, I was just driving around that corner back there, and I lost control of the car. I must have hit an icy path.
I can't believe you survived.
What happened to the driver of the other car?
I'm not sure.
I saw him being carried away in an ambulance. He didn't look good.
I don't think he was so lucky as you were.
How horrible. I can't believe this is happening.
Calm down. You're okay. We don't know about the other man. He might be just fine.
I should call my family.
Take it easy. Don't try and do anything too fast. You've just been through a bad time. Mrs. White heard her new neighbor, who's a doctor, would come and move into his new house next to hers, but she had never seen him. One day, when she came back, she saw a man wearing a brown hat and dark glasses carrying a ladder on the shoulder. The man put the ladder against the window of the new house and went up to break into the window. Mrs. White said to herself, "Thief! It is a thief!" She rang up the police at once, and soon two policemen appeared in front of the house. When the man was told to hand in everything he had stolen, he looked greatly surprised. It was then that he understood the reason why the policemen came. He said with a smile, "I can't find my key. But it's really my new house."
Mrs. White heard her new neighbor, who's a doctor, would come and move into his new house next to hers, but she had never seen him. One day, when she came back, she saw a man wearing a brown hat and dark glasses, carrying a ladder on the shoulder. The man put the ladder against the window of the new house and went up to break into the window. Mrs. White said to herself, "Thief! It is a thief!" She rang up the police at once, and soon two policemen appeared in front of the house. When the man was told to hand in everything he had stolen, he looked greatly surprised. It was then that he understood the reason why the policeman came. He said with a smile, "I can't find my key, but it's really my new house."